21 after 7 o'clock. Melody Motel by Squeeze. August 1991 on the first 606. That was the first record, and I'm rather emotionally, I'm rather playing on you like a stringed instrument. That's the last bit of music we're going to play apart from the theme tune right at the end. Can't remember what the first call was. I know we used to take calls on chess and things then. We're going to go over to Achtung Zurich. We're going over to Zurich. We understand no decision has been arrived at, but the Independent's Roger Clark can give us the state of play. Roger.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Danny. No decision has been arrived at.
Mm-hmm.
The way things are going, to be honest, we're not going to get a decision until round about 9:30 at the earliest.
Why?
Well, because these men in grey suits who are deciding the destiny, if you like, of the European Cup, they're still deliberating. In fact, at the moment, as I speak, they're having a tea break, would you believe? Both Stuttgart and Leeds, they've been in during the course of the afternoon and early evening. They've stated their cases, and now the Leeds officials and the Stuttgart officials are walking up and down, wearing out the carpet, very anxious to get a decision as soon as possible, because there's a lot at stake.
Roger, yeah, you say a lot's at stake. Can we underline, were people presumptuous in saying that Leeds are definitely back in, or is it that Leeds want Stuttgart chucked out, but Stuttgart want a replay? Is that the situation?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Leeds United believe that the rules have been broken, and they say they want justice. And
yeah.
Justice, in their eyes, is Stuttgart's elimination from the European Cup. Of course, if you speak to the German journalists, they're saying, well, look, you know, Stuttgart deserved to go through. Okay, they made a bit of a mistake. And,
well, you know, a bit of a mistake. It's like being a little bit pregnant.
It's one hell of a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah,
one hell of a mistake. But the speculation around here is that UEFA will be pressurised into organising a rematch at a neutral venue.
Is there a danger, though, of Leeds not continuing in this at all?
It's certainly a possibility.
I mean, you can't
rule that out. I mean, you've got to remember, and you know as well as anybody, that German television, they certainly have a lot of influence over European football. And you've got to say that Stuttgart are certainly more attractive to German television channels than Leeds United. How much notice UEFA take of the German television stations? Well, I don't know that.
But the argument that Stuttgart are putting up is, sorry, bit of an oversight, that bit of a mistake, but, you know, these things happen, let's carry on with as we were. Is that it? Purely that?
That's exactly the argument they're putting up. They say it was a genuine mistake, they've held their hands up, they've admitted to it. But Leeds United are saying, well, you know, whether it was a genuine mistake or not, they broke the rules, and as such, they should be thrown out of the competition.
Mm.
But as I say, the speculation around here is that UEFA will come up with some kind of compromise deal, which would involve the two sides meeting each other at a neutral venue.
Oh, a neutral venue? Can't you do something, Roger? Can't anything else say no neutral venues?
Well, I've been banging on that door, but they're not listening.
Okay, well, I'll have to use it because it's going to go for a couple more calls, but that's the latest date of play from the Independent's Roger Clark. Did I say the Independent twice there? Because I think that's the agreed contract.